This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States again vetoed an Arab-backed United Nations Security Council resolution urging for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
The U.S. proposed its own draft resolution. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
In addition, our draft states there can be no reduction of territory in the Gaza Strip and rejects, as we have before, in Resolution 2720, any forced displacements of civilians in Gaza. It also highlights the concerns many council members have regarding the fate of civilians in Rafah, making clear that under current circumstances, a major ground offensive into Rafah should not proceed.
Skeptics see the U.S. resolution as a diplomatic ploy that would prolong Palestinian suffering. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
Palestinians who are seeking refuge in southern Gaza are lined up outside of bakeries and stores to buy food items amid a shortage of supplies. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
More than half of the Gaza Strip's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge from the Israeli offensive in the southern city of Rafah. Abdullah El Kafarna is a displaced Palestinian who was among those waiting to buy the much-needed food. We have a shortage of food supplies and all sorts of food. There is no beef, chicken, or fish. All that is in the market are beans and lentils. People are tired of these things. For 5 months, we have been suffering from this thing. Large crowds, some standing for hours, anxiously wait their turn to buy bread. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's war against Hamas and the Russia-Ukraine war are expected to be high on the agenda at the G20 foreign ministers meeting, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in attendance. VOA's Cindy Sain tells us more.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed to Brazil for the G20 foreign ministers meeting and talks on Wednesday with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The independent-minded Brazilian leader has strongly criticized Israel's war on Hamas and the high number of Palestinian civilians killed. He had this to say on Sunday on a visit to Ethiopia.
What's happening in the Gaza Strip isn't a war. It's a genocide. It's not a war of soldiers against soldiers. It's a war between a highly prepared army and women and children.
At the State Department Tuesday, spokesperson Matthew Miller said the Biden administration disagrees with Lula's comments. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on charges filed against an ex-FBI informant accused of lying about the Bidens.
According to federal prosecutors, a former FBI informant charged with making up a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden, his son Hunter, and a Ukrainian energy company had contacts with officials affiliated with Russian intelligence. The alleged contacts, said to be recent and extensive, were introduced as prosecutors urged a judge to keep Alexander Smirnov behind bars while he awaits trial. He's charged with falsely reporting to the FBI that executives associated with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden $5 million each in 2015 or 2016. The claim has been central to the Republican impeachment in Korean Congress. Norman Hall, Washington.
The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny appealed to President Vladimir Putin to intervene and turn her son's body over to her so that she can bury him with dignity. And she's been trying to get his body since Saturday. It appeared in a video outside the Arctic penal colony where Navalny died Friday. Clad in black with the prison's barbed wire fence behind her, she said she'd spent a fifth day unsuccessfully trying to see the body. Authorities refused to tell her even where it is. Navalny's team says that Russian authorities have said that the cause of death is still unknown and refuse to release the body for the next 2 weeks as the preliminary inquest into his death continues. More at voanews.com. I'm Tom Neal, VOA News.